so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know thus said the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I've learned to trust the precious Jesus, my Savior friend, and I know that Thou art with me, will be with me till the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You, how I prove You o'er and o'er. You're my Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace, Your precious grace. Oh, Your amazing grace to trust Him more. Oh, we trust You, Lord. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His great good, He abides with us still, and with all we will trust and obey. Yes, we trust and obey, for there's no other the way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey, not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he does richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Yes, we trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, TMC, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sits we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. For we trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, to stay happy in our Jesus, we will trust and obey. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there. None other has ever known. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
God, we bless your name and we give you glory this morning. We honor you this morning, God, because we recognize recognize that without you, we can do nothing. Jesus, Jesus, oh, how we trust you. Oh, how we trust you, Lord. Trust and obey. No, there is no other way. Oh, God, and this morning we come to the garden alone. We come giving you thanks. First of all, thank you that you woke us up this morning. Thank you that we had a mind to serve you. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and kindness. Thank you for supplying our every need. Thank you as we reminisce on these 12 years that you have allowed us together here. God, we thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, that we belong to you. We are your children. Bless the name of Jesus. And God, we ask now that you have your way in this place, on this call, in this virtual sanctuary. Walk up and down the cars and this highway and be with those who are in their cars driving to work. In their offices, some of them have already arrived. God, bless as only you can in Jesus' name. We bless you. We love you. We thank you. And we give you the glory and honor for all things. Now have your way, Lord. We yield all to you. Holy Spirit, have your way in Jesus' name. We love you. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and bless the name of Jesus wherever you are right now. For he is good and his mercy endureth forever. Good morning, TMC family. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. This is Dr. Pecola here in Woodbridge, Virginia. And I am coming on this morning to just let you know that I am happy down to my sanctified toes. Before I get into the Word of God this morning, as we are preparing and getting ready to celebrate, yes, we are, we have already begun. We have already started this journey of celebrating our 12th anniversary. We are just so grateful as we think about how good God has been to us. I am asking this morning that we would open our hearts and minds and just get ready for what God is going to give us. One of the things that the Lord is giving us right now is a testimony. We are calling it a moment of glory each and every day. We are bringing forth just thoughts, some remembrances of what God did for us or have done for us as we have enjoyed gathering here each morning, praying and magnifying God. We have a young lady, and I'll say to you, I don't think we would be in relationship were it not for Artist International and this prayer call. And she and her husband are my New Jersey children. And I thank the Lord for them. God knows they have just grown up here, got grandbabies and everything now. But when I was going through a rough time, right after the death of my husband, Elisha David Roberts, this young woman, hallelujah, just thinking about what she did for me and her and Reggie, Lord, I can't ever be so grateful for how they loved up and took care of me, literally in their own home. You all opened their doors, fed me, just bathed me, just took care. I couldn't do nothing for myself, but they took care of me. And now she's grown up to the point where she's Queen Victoria. And Lord knows she deserves all of the accolades because she has studied to show herself approved. Victoria has been very, very, very supportive of this call and of Artist International. Please come, my dear, and give us your moment of glory. God bless you. The floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away, dear.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mama PK. You know we love you to the moon and back. But this is wonderful. This call has always been special to me. And Pastor Vanessa, you got an absolutely wonderful voice. Listen to you. I love it. I absolutely love it. But this, my little journey here, it's been a whirlwind just with artists itself. I can't say enough about this company. I can't say enough about these people. This company here has really, like Pastor Vanessa said, we are truly family. It has really pulled some folks together as family. Some of us are closer than family. I mean, this is powerful. And my little journey here in artists, I really didn't think that I was going to do this. I really didn't. This was not my forte. This network marketing thing is just not my cup of tea. It's always been Reggie's. I've always supported him, you know, buy him a new suit, get him some new socks, and send him on his way when he go off to conventions. So it was just never my thing. So he bought Home Artists 16 years ago, and he got me into that body magic. That's what did it for me. He got me into that body magic, and the rest was history from there. I mean, going through my closet, trying on everything in my closet, I was just a mad woman. If this can do this for me, how many other people can we do this for? That's how I looked at this. And the same thing with the supplements. I started just on that Red Lviv, period. I said, I drank this Red Lviv. I'm going to study this one product. And if this product works for me, I'm going to scream it to the rooftops. And I had high blood pressure. I had fibroids. I was just jacked up from the floor up. I mean, I had all kind of issues going on. A little depression setting in. My child went off to college. They was messing with my child in school. So it was just a lot going on. So I got that Red Lviv and drinking, and in 3 months, my doctor took me off of 2 high blood pressure medicines. That was the red light for me that went on. I said again, if this product can help me get off of 2 medications, how many other people I can help with that? And I just took it, and we ran with it. So at one of our conventions, that Pastor Vanessa, she floated over to me. I don't know how she got over to me. She just floated over to me. And once she laid her hands on you, she got you. She got you. She got you. She got you. And she prophesied over me that I'm going to do great things. She said, stop standing behind Reggie and step up and do your thing. And it resonated with me so bad, it just broke me down. I'm about to cry now, Pastor Vanessa. But it just broke me down. And ever since then, I've stepped out alongside of Reggie. Not behind him, I stepped alongside of him. I didn't want to step in front of him. I wanted to step alongside of him. And we're going to walk together in this. And I just really started pulling my own weight. I mean, studying certain things and really getting into it. Then I really enjoyed it. And I was like, I can bring this information to my family and I can help somebody else get off of medication. I can help them out of this situation. I can help them out of that situation. It was just all about helping. Who else can I help? Who else can I put forward and just get them off of medication in some kind of way? And I did that. People were calling me after the calls. They were just calling me, what do I take for this? What do I take for that? Or they calling me from the parking lots, from their doctor's office. My doctor just took me off of that. I mean, I would be so giddy. I'd be running around the couch. So then I just really started getting on these calls, these TMC calls in the morning. And that just really just sealed the deal. It just brought it all the way home. These calls and what these calls have done for me every morning. Oh, I don't believe I'm going to cry. It's too early for this. But it's my heart. I can't go a morning without this call unless I'm doing something. I love all of the speakers. Pastor Vanessa will throw you out the nest, and everybody she's thrown out, they've landed. They've landed on their little bird feet. I mean, she will pull you up. She would push you out. She would just, she sees something in you that you don't see in yourself, and she's good at it. She has a little flair about her. She has a little, humor about it, and she does it with such style and grace. You don't even know it until you're doing it, until you're just doing it. And just all of the speakers, that Brenda Terrell, that, whew, she can bring it really home for me. I mean, I try not to miss a call every morning. This is just like my son. It's like sunshine to me. I got to get on these calls. I don't care where I am. I'm driving. I'm going somewhere. I got to get on these calls. If I miss it, I got to go back and listen to the replay. You're missing so much. This is part of our legacy here at Artists, the faith, family, lifestyle, and legacy. This is the faith part. And whenever we go somewhere, Pastor Vanessa always will pull up church. We got to have church. We got to have it. It's part of the company. I try not to miss a session. She goes down. She blesses the room. She clears the air, clear out all the negative energy. She gets you started. Reggie just said you would have been so proud of me because I did it in Cancun. Nobody was there, so I said I got to pick up the reins and I got to do it. And it was just an instinct for me just to pick it up, clear the room before anybody came down, and we got blessed that day, that Sunday in Cancun. But they have to put it in there. If it's not in there, I say, I'm sorry, you got to call Pastor Vanessa. We got to get it in there. We need our prayer warriors to keep us standing in Artists. And with this call, we have to do it. It's part of the legacy of Artists. But it has just done so much for me. It's grounding. I mean, it truly, truly is. Some of the topics that Kai Brown can bring her series, and then you can't miss a series. It's just like a story. You can't go back, but it's absolutely wonderful. This call is absolutely wonderful. You should not miss this call if you're an artist, and you got to catch up on all the other calls. All of them have some good information in it. I mean, Monday through Friday, we have some awesome
Amen.
Calls. I'm telling you, you're not an artist until artist is in you. And I know what that amen means, but I love, love, love this call. I truly, truly do. It has made my heart smile each and every day. So I just want to thank you, Yvette. Continue doing what you're doing. Continue bringing in all the prayer warriors. You got me putting the Bible on my phone. I read my scriptures in the morning. I mean, it's in you. Once you get it in, it's in you. So I just want to thank all the prayer warriors, all the singers. I mean, just everybody across the board that keeps this call going. And I'm going to be here for the next 12 years, hopefully, just to continue to cheer you guys on. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you've done for me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And may God continue to bless you all. Back to you, Mama PK.
God bless you, sweetheart. I just knew that your 2 minutes were going to turn into a testimony for real. I love you. Thank you so much for coming and giving us your moment of glory. And it's all right to cry anytime. You know, I drop a tear anytime. I thank the Lord this morning for our own Minister Willa coming in with thoroughly in love with Jesus. Thursday, yes, yes, I am in love with Jesus. And then, oh, I tell you, our hymnologist, that's what I call her, Vicky. I said she can really sing. And, oh, my goodness, she sings all those old hymns and brings us right back to the foundation of where we should be when it comes to music. This morning, you guys, in the next few moments that I have, I'm going to just go on and get us set up and get us ready for our 10-day quarterly fast. Isn't it just like God that he would call us to a time of fasting right in the right before we go into our celebration? I am so excited about it. So this is what we're going to do. The word lets us know that prayer, that there is power in prayer. And there are so many different types of prayer and fasting that I could talk to you about this morning. However, I'm just going to give us some basics on what we should be doing as we are preparing for our fast and as we are preparing to go forth. How about that? I'm pretty excited about it myself. Listen, on Sunday, October the 9th, Sunday evening at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, on my Zoom call, we are going to be right here in this, we're going to be right here assigning accountability partners, because we have learned through the years that we are empowered more when we have the two of us going out as Jesus sent out the disciples. We have learned the incredible power that there is in prayer and fasting when we do it together. And so therefore, on Sunday, we are going to come together and we are going to assign partners, and we're going to talk more about the resources and the books that you can use. And I hear it, okay. Yes, I can give you some books this morning that you can just go out and start looking to get, and we can do that before we leave. However, let's just get to the Word of God that I would like to give you this morning, quickly coming out of Mark 9, 14 through 29. In this scripture, it tells us about a time when the disciples were unable to cast a demon out of a boy. When Jesus arrived, he cast the spirit out of the boy and set him free, and he was healed. When his disciples asked him the question, why is it that we could not cast out that ugly demon? Why is it? What? And Jesus says, this kind can come out, but by nothing other than prayer and fasting. God doesn't need anything from us to move in the world. God can do anything that he chooses to. But for some reason, God chooses to invite us to partner with him as he calls us to pray and to fast. And he moves on our behalf, and he increases our faith when we are obedient. Immediate obedience will absolutely bring about great results from the Lord, and I'm loving it. And the question has been asked, when should we pray? Why? When should we fast? When you are burdened by the problems in the world, pray and fast. When you are burdened by the problems of the world, well, we ought to be burdened by what we are seeing that's happening in this world. We need to take our blinders off and recognize that where we are in this world, only God is going to give us what we need to come through the brokenness, the feeling of being overwhelmed by all of the problems all around us. We should feel an urgency of desperation for God to move, because we are in a place right now where if God doesn't do it, it won't be done. God help us today. When should we pray and fast? We should pray and fast when we are hungry for the more of God. Come on here, somebody. I need the more of him today, the more of him, the more of him. The amazing thing about the gospel is when you receive Jesus, you are satisfied like you've never been before. And yet, you will always be hungry for the more of God. I don't understand it. I guess the closest I can come to it is when you are eating something good and your belly is full, but your tongue says, I want some more. Yes, that's the way it is when you get with the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I thank you for where I am right now, God, but I need more of you. Philippians 3:8, Paul said, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, the more. He had a hunger to know God more every day. Do you have a hunger to know him every day? If you do, you are preparing to be on this 10-day fast with us. Sometimes we are so hungry for God that we fast not only the 10 days. I remember God called me to a 40-day. And then after I was on the 40-day, he said, take it 10 more days, 50 days. I have a good friend, Apostle Phyllis Terry. God told her to take it 74 days. God will take you in his arms and rock you and give you what you can't get anywhere else other than in prayer and fasting. You go into the inner courts, we say, glory be to God, and you receive something in there that will make your weakness and frailness stand up, go away, and flee. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, that you are God who does what we need when we take the time to and put the time in with you. As I think about this particular company, as I think about Artists International, and I think about the Master's Call and the and how we got started for real over here with this Master's Call, I think about how we were in a place of brokenness. We were in a place of, ooh, who are we going to make it? We were in a place of, good God, where do we go from here? We were in a place of, Daddy, Papa, Diaz de Leon, are we going to really pull this thing together? But we had to look beyond that to God himself. And I remember God saying, this thing is going to come through only through prayer and fasting. And God says, go on a 10-day fast. At that time, I just did one myself. But I thank God that as he led me, we began to do them corporately together. It's something about having some strength in number when it comes to praying and fasting. When Jesus went on the hill, mountaintop to pray, and he told the disciples to just sit down there and just pray for me an hour, he knew that his time here on earth was coming to an end. And when he came back down the hill, they were asleep. He checked on them three times, and when he checked on them the third time and they were asleep, there's something about this old flesh. I don't care who you are. It will tell you to lay down and rest at an inmost inopportune time. And I share this story with you this morning because some of you are saying that I'm tired, I don't feel like it, I don't think that I can do it. Hey, bless the name of Jesus. I'm here to tell you that God says it's time for us to pray and to fast. Whenever God calls, a clarion call as he's making right now, I would, if I were you, say, yes, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'm feeling sick and weak in my body, but yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, everything around me ain't looking so hot, but yes, Lord. It's that time to call on the yes. Call that yes up out of your belly. When do you need to fast? When you need a breakthrough. Pray and fast. We need a breakthrough. Fasting is the gateway to breakthrough in our lives. You better hear what I'm saying. I said fasting is the gateway to breakthrough in our lives. We need a breakthrough in our lives, in the lives of, in our own personal lives, in the lives of the church, in the lives of our on our job. Some of us are still working. We need a breakthrough. Yes, nobody wants to come to work like they used to. They aren't committed like they used to be. We need a breakthrough when I go into places and I see, oh my goodness, all of the empty chairs and desk and everything. I said, God, where are the people? Why aren't they here working? We need a breakthrough. When else should you pray and fast? And I got to bring it to a close. You should pray and fast when you sense God is preparing you for something new. Hey, bless the name of Jesus. As we are coming into these 12 years, God is planning us, is planning and got something brand new for us. Over in Isaiah 43:18, you all know that's my favorite scripture. Behold, I am doing a brand new thing in you. You got to get prepared for the brand new things that God is doing and preparing you for. How many of you know that he's getting you ready? God would give you a greater desire to pray and fast when he's about to move in bigger ways in your life. And I heard somebody said just this week, oh, I'm feeling that God is calling me to a 40-day fast. That's because God is getting ready to do something bigger in your life that he's calling on you. He has a few things that he wants to say to you. God calls us to fast when he's preparing us for something new he's about to do. Something is great, big ahead of us that we can't do by ourselves, and God wants to fortify us for the journey. God bless you. Oh, I'm not through. I'm just going to stop you all. But I want you to know that as we are preparing for this 10-day quarterly fast, hey, bless the name of Jesus. I just feel the Holy Ghost right now this morning. Yes, I do. Bless the name of Jesus. I want you to open up your mind so that God can help you to see why it is that he's calling you to be in his presence for such a time as this. There is power in prayer and fasting that you will never get through any other experience. But right now, moving out of the way, bringing up to the front of the line, Prophetess Ty, would you come and give us our announcements for today, and I will come back and give the benediction.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that message, that wonderful, profound message on prayer and fasting. And we are so looking forward to the 10-day corporate fast. And I will call you back to the for the benediction as soon as we go to prayer for our prayer request and I give the announcement. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for the amazing and dynamic woman of God, Dr. Pakola, and we ask you that you just continue to fortify her, continue to bless her, continue to just give her the strength to carry on. Father, continue to touch her body and all the things concerning her. We ask that you continue to keep our artist life and our TMC family in your care. Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we leave them at your feet because we know that you have already worked them out for our good and your glory. So, Father, we thank you because we know that you are God all by yourself, and you are a good God, Father, and you loved us before we even loved ourselves. Before our conception, you had already worked out who we would be and what we would do, and so we praise you and we glorify you for it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 29461 pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the access code 294-617 pound. If you need the bypass number, that is 716-293-9707. Just follow the prompts and you won't be charged for the call. And today is Testimonial Thursday, and it's hosted by manager Claudette Brown. Coming up, we will have Founders Week. Of course, starting the week of October 25th, which starts on October 24th, we will have our celebration of 12 years. On Monday, it will be Les Brown. On Tuesday, it will be Minister Lanika Scott. On Wednesday, it will be Apostle Pam Bennett. On Thursday, it will be Apostle Melissa Brown. And on Friday, it will be Pastor Brenda Todd. And we are so looking forward to you joining us on that call. If you want to hear the playback from today, message as preparation for our corporate fast, that is 712-432-1085, PIN code 957-677 pound. And again, my TMC family, I love you all and look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Pastor Dr. Pakola Roberts, can you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you so much, Prophetess Kai. You are absolutely phenomenal. And as Queen Victoria said, if you want a series on something, I say to you, if you want a book on something, this is the one to go to. Thank you so much. Thank you, each and every one of you. for joining us today. Now, as we leave this place, let us say, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us, we ask right now, Holy Spirit, that you rest, rule, and abide. In Jesus' name we pray. Go out and have a super fantastic day, everybody. God bless you. Bye-bye.